Hey, what's up, beautiful Bellcast listeners? Welcome to another episode. I am Gio.
And I'm Bart.
And today we're going to talk about something really, really fun and something that I can't wait to clown on Bart about. And that's
Why would you do such a thing?
How, Bart, do you pick up on the ladies? How did you do it?
The easiest of ways. Girls were so dumb.
Go, you stupid asshole.
I just told you.
We're not dumb.
I literally answered your question, you dummy.
Well, then tell me how, you stupid.
I said it's so easy.
Well, how?
Well, honestly.
It's not easy.
I think with the knowledge that I know now about girls, it's way different. So you better believe if we get divorced.
Or I kill you.
Oh.
Okay. So paint it for me. We just signed our divorce papers. You are officially free. What happens now?
Then I'll probably go on those apps, you know what I'm saying? There's all these apps these days. Because back in my day, you got to go to the bar and meet a lady or two, look in the classifieds of a newspaper.
What the hell? Where's the Southern accent coming from? The newspaper?
But these days, you got apps, right?
Yeah.
Short for applications, in case you don't know.
Nobody gives a fuck, you boomer.
So you go to the application store to purchase one of these applications, right?
Do you go to Google Play or are you at
I go to the Apple store.
Okay.
And then you download it and then it's gonna verify your information usually, right?
Come on, you're such a fucking snooze.
What's a snooze?
Boring.
Then ask me better questions.
Okay, we just got divorced. Now what happens? How do you start picking up on chicks? You've been out of the game. Honestly, I don't even give a fuck what would you do once we get divorced.
God damn.
I want to know what you were doing before you met me, because you really sucked.
What makes you think I sucked? That's messed. Is this just a Bart roasting episode?
Well, because I saw how you were with me and I was like,
Then how did I get you?
Because I allowed you.
How did I get you if I sucked, you big dummy?
I allowed to get got.
What?
I allowed myself to get got.
So doesn't that mean that you're stupid as fuck?
I guess so. Look what I ended up with.
If you're a mouse that can clearly see the mouse trap.
And I went for it with you.
Mouse trap. And you go, whack. Ah, shit, it got me.
Yep, I fucked up.
Isn't that your fault?
Yeah, I fucked up.
Or is it, these are just great mouse traps?
I fucked up.
Oh, you fucked up?
Yeah. Are you going to explain or what?
What do you mean explain?
Like, how are you picking up on the girls? How are you getting all the ladies?
Before I met you, I was usually pretty straightforward when it came to talking to chicks.
And what does that mean, straightforward?
So like...
Were you like, hi, I like you. What's your name?
Pretty close to that.
No, I can't picture you like that.
Yeah, so I think I was actually... too straightforward for girls my age at that time.
Were you like down a fuck?
No. Oh. No, like, you know, I think like, you know, when you're younger, right? Like, especially like in the teens to like even below that and even up to early 20s, up until maybe when you're 30, I think you're really figuring yourself out, right? So that's why people, they play these stupid ass games where you get someone's phone number and they have that 3-day rule or whatever, right? Because you're just like, you don't want to come off too third. Like, you're so worried about how you come off and how other people perceive you that you're playing your self to an audience rather than just being yourself, and hopefully you attract someone that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was trying to play by those rules. I was just trying to play by the rules where this is who I am and hopefully you like me or not. And I think that's why I probably had a lot of fails because of that, because people are like, whoa, this guy's way too upfront, or this guy seems really thirsty even though I'm not. And I think like I would see other people like play the game that I obviously recognize, but I'm just like, that's so dumb. Like,
other
I
don't people wanna, or I don't, guys?
Guys and girls.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would literally have like friends, like chick roommates that I would see like a guy talk to them and whatever. And I'm like, you know, you're just giving them confusing ass signals. Like, why would you even do that?
The girl giving the guy confusing signals?
Yeah.
Oh, what was an example
and
of that?
So it'd be like that back and forth, like a guy texts her or something, right? And she's like, oh, I'll get that back later. And she literally goes back to like watching TV. And I'm like, why don't you just text them back right away if they want to hang out with you today? And just, oh, I don't want to come off like I'm just so available, you know? So I just want to like just like text them a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, but like here's your chance to actually, like to me, I always want to succeed in everything I do, right? So in a relationship, why wait 2 months to get a white belt if you can get a white belt in a week, right? So if he goes, I like you, you just say, I like you too. Cool. We have that established. You want to go watch a movie? Let's go watch a movie. Cool. Well, so now in a matter of 2 hours, you guys went on your first date. Like, you're already progressing versus playing this stupid ass game. Like, get, like, you're not going to learn anything from each other from stupid games.
That's not true. You do.
You learn real shit from each other when you guys are like parked under the moonlight and you talk about how you grew up and how your parents, how you were raised. Like, that's how you really know people.
Because for girls, at least, we start weeding out guys at that point before the date even happens. Because we're just like, is this fool even worthy of?
And that's also why I think a lot of chicks get the stupid, motherfuckers ain't shit, because you weeded out the good ones.
How so?
Just by how I said that. But you also play a straightforward game like me. So I think that's how we got each other. But like my friend that's a roommate, she would probably was talking to a really cool dude that was really interested in her. And now since she's playing stupid ass games, that dude is like, oh man, I guess she doesn't really like me that much. Mm. Okay, I'm gone. You know, from these stupid ass games that people want to play because they're trying to play to what they think society wants, or they're trying to play to what they think the general dating population wants, yeah, rather than just be like, if you're free, reply.
Yeah. Okay. So you see a girl, yeah, and you like her. What's the next move?
So this is my general, like, step by step during like my early college, UCLA, like East LA Community College, UCLA days. I would see a chick and I'm like, oh shoot, she's cute. Cool. Mental no. Hopefully I run into her again. Or I could just stalk her all the way to her room. I'm just kidding. I never did that. But I would see her, make a mental note. Oh, she's pretty cute. Cool. And I think mental note of cute, I'm also putting a lot of things together. So like, let's say I see a chick with like a white lab coat and she also has tights on. I'm like, oh, cool. She's probably in the science department, but she also likes fitness. So it's like immediately I have a couple of things that interest me that I'm like, that's dope. So I'll keep an eye on that person and then see if they pop up. I'm not just like all based on looks. I really try to like, cause like, you know, for me, like, since I like to succeed, I want to gather as much information as I can to put myself in a good position to have just successful relationships and everything. Right. So with that being said, that's how I like scoped out chicks. And if I see them again, I'm like, oh cool. Like, this is like the second or third time I saw them. I'll try to strike up a conversation. So some approaches are stupid as fuck, but some of them are actually really successful. I've been even as bold as seeing a girl running on a treadmill with her headphones plugged in. And I walk up to her in her treadmill where there's other people on the treadmill still. And I wave to her so that she could take off her headphones and I could try to start a conversation.
Wow, you're really bold.
Yeah. You know me. I walked into your bank dressed up as a guy that could have bombed the building, you know? So like for me, I know what I want, and that's just who I am. And if you like people that like making moves, that's awesome. If I'm too bold for you or if you take that as being thirsty, then that's not your cup of tea either.
True. What I liked about you, because I saw you interact with females and stuff and just be in rooms with very hot females before we got together. So I was really, like, I was really able to see how you interact in those situations. And you actually handled yourself like a non-thirsty, like, simp.
Really?
Yeah.
How do thirsty simps operate?
So one thing girls always notice, I shouldn't speak on all chicks, but for the most part, we can tell when guys are gawking at chicks, right? So even if we're on the sidelines, we see how guys are just behaving when there's a female in the room.
So I hear. I think this is the lesson I think a lot of dudes need to learn, where girls have been looked at their whole lives.
We already know what it looks
like. Their peripheral vision is insane. So like dudes that are all up in Vegas, like,
yeah, we've they're already seen like,
oh my God, this motherfucker looked at me 3 times.
Yeah.
So there's no way in hell guys could pull a fast one on chicks. And I think because I knew that, I was just bold. I was just like, I'm not gonna like be one of those like, drop my shit. Oh, I didn't know I was going to see you here. You know, I'm like, stop it. Because she probably already saw me go in, my lies eyed up. Wow, she's cute. And then already saw me think of, what's a good conversation.
We see all of that.
They see all of that, right? So instead of me bullshitting, I'm just going to walk up to her. And if she shuts me down, I look like a fool in front of a whole row of people. Fuck it. I'll walk away with my ears really red because I'm embarrassed. And I'll go to the gym another time.
Is that what happens? Your ears get red?
Well, when I get embarrassed.
See you get embarrassed.
Well, because now my skin is so thick, it's really hard for me to. Because I've already built a career on this guy named Uncle Sam. If you can't, it's like the most embarrassing thing in the universe. But it's if I do get embarrassed, then you'll see my ears turn red, my whole body gets hot.
How cute. I've never seen it. Okay.
It's rare.
So yeah, so I did see that. And I would notice, and Joe's this way too. Joe's this way, you're this way.
Joe's much better than I am.
Oh, really?
When it comes to chicks?
Oh, I don't really see him too. Like, now we're together, so yeah. I don't, like, I mean, I'm with you most of the time. But when we were friends, I was just, I'm in the circle of the homies, you know? So you get to see how guys interact. And our circle, luckily, of the homies, everyone's really cool. I mean, there were like a couple people in there that were like Thurston, but even then they weren't disrespectful. So a chick that's really hot walks into the homie circle, I'll just say. And for you, you would just be like, hey, what's up? Joe would be like, hey, what's up? And then that's it. You guys go back to whatever, where all the other guys would probably be like, oh, yeah, so where are you from? And they try to strike up a conversation. It's like, oh, come on, dude. Like, they would treat her like a fresh piece of meat.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? And yeah. It's like, it's already kind of an uncomfortable feeling. So it's like, you guys were like, you guys would back off. And I think that for chicks is like, oh, really? He's playing hard to get. I don't know if we don't think that way, but it's more like, wow, that's intriguing.
I think it's a subconscious thing. I think it's a subconscious thing when you experience the abnormal. So if you're a hot chick, right, and you get tons of attention, the person that doesn't give you attention, it does throw you off. Not that you're conceited or anything. It's just abnormal. Same thing as when you're like a really tall, buff, jack dude, and then all of a sudden someone talks to you with the most confidence, like they're not even intimidated by you. You're like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Because usually most people feel scared by me or something, mm-hmm. You know? So it's just...
It sticks out.
So I get that, yeah.
Yeah, it sticks out.
Well, for me, like the reason why I acted like that is because obviously when a hot chick comes around, when you're that age, you get nervous. You know, your heart beats fast. Like, oh, shit, damn, I want to talk to her too. And I want to get to know them. But I think for me, I think any time that I felt...
It's because you saw me in the room and you already loved me, Loki.
Of course. I think at that time, it's whenever I felt in doubt, I always try to veer on the side of chivalry and have manners.
Mm. And what does chivalry look like and manners look like to you? Because for everyone, it's different.
Yeah. So like, I almost wish I grew up in the South because I fucking love it when dudes talk to chicks and they always say ma'am, regardless of age. I really like traditional values like that. Like ma'am, open the door for them. Like those type of things.
Because
I pretty much grew up that way, but the Asian style. So there's not as much like, let me throw my jacket on a puddle type of stuff. But what I really like about that is right off the bat, you let them know, this is how I treat females. You either like it or you don't like it, but I'm going to continue it because this is who I am. So that's kind of like, you know, same thing with like even seeing like old people, right? If you see an old lady, hey, I'll walk you across the street, or old man, I'll walk you across the street, or open the door for you so you can get your walker through. Like just right away letting them know, hey, I'm younger than you. I'm more able-bodied. I'm here for you. So like, I really love just clearing. I mean, I guess that's why I also like hanging out with Koreans. It's very clear. Right from the start, older guy's going to pay for it. I know it. The younger female's going to pour the drink for the older dude. I really like clear, structured rules like that. So I think because of that, that's why I naturally gravitate towards chivalry. And so it was hard for me to like, even though on the inside, I wanted to be like all the other dudes and put my hand on the locker and go, so what are you up to tonight? Like I wanted to do that too. That's definitely what I'm feeling on the inside. But on the outside, I'm like, I don't, if she's a quality girl, she's not going to be intrigued by that. She's going to be intrigued by when we all go out and go play as a group or whatever. And if there are qualities about me that are outstanding, she'll notice those qualities. And hopefully just by through indirect observation, then she's like, oh, cool. Maybe I'll go talk to this guy some more.
Yeah. I saw this quote yesterday that says, only dogs stop.
Go to heaven.
Only dogs stop and look when they hear someone whistling at them. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I've stopped doing this. I mean, am I a dog?
I guess it was towards females.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's talking about the quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, don't downplay yourself for someone that's just going to go. And you're like. It's like, nah, bro. More respect, please.
Yeah. It's funny because it's the chicks that respond to that the most. That, go that are like, motherfuckers ain't shit. I'm like, duh, because you're responding to the lowest grade yeah. of fish bait. Like, if you think you're a great white shark, stop biting the fucking worms that drop off from the top of the fish tank, you crazy.
Yeah, I agree. But before we move on, let me introduce our first sponsor. All right. So I want to talk about our first sponsor that I absolutely love that they exist. This is BetterHelp. And honestly, is there something that is interfering with your happiness or preventing
besides you?
Be nice. Or preventing you from like just achieving your goals. Like we all have that. Like I know I've been intimidated or insecure about certain things, and it would have been so helpful if I had BetterHelp, you know, at that time of crisis or need, right? Because it's always good to talk about, you know, talk out your problems. A lot of us live in our head, and I'm one of those people. But it's not until you can actually get it out of your head and just talk it out and have a professional ask the right questions. That's what I absolutely love. And they can just help you sort it all out. You know, they're not going to give you the answers, but they're going to ask the right questions so that, I mean, because you already have the answers in your head. And I love that BetterHelp exists because they're going to assist you and your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. Nice. It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome because you can communicate with them as quickly as 48 hours later. It's not a crisis hotline. So it's not like it's only for the people that are, you know, that are thinking of, you know, taking their own life or harming themselves. It's not like that at all. It's really like you just had a baby and you're like, why the fuck do I feel this way? Hit them up.
Or if you need, I think, like someone neutral to talk to, like sometimes, especially in these times, you know, we're feeling a lot of anxiety.
Yep.
We're all locked up and there's just a lot of tension and angst. And sometimes, you know, you're just looking for the right person to talk to.
Exactly.
But it's hard because, you know, every relationship that you have, it's already emotionally charged in a way or two. So I think having a professional, being able to unload that and talk through your feelings and might even give you a fresh new perspective that you could take back into your life, I think is super important.
Yes. And this all happens online as well. So it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. There's help for you there. And yeah, you guys right now, don't hesitate on this. Make sure to visit BetterHelp.com/Bell. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people taking charge of their own mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And right now, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month. That is sick. Amazing. At BetterHelp.com/Bell. That's 10% off the entire month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/Bell. Your mental health will thank you later. And we're back. And I agree to that. I definitely agree to that. But I really like the way that you handled yourself. You were just like, okay, hot female, whatever. Let me just be a gentleman. And I really like that. Even when it was just nothing but dudes and a girl, a hot girl is walking by, you were just like, okay, she's cute. And that's it. You're not like undressing her with your eyes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really dope too.
I'm undressing her with the as much peripheral vision as I saw though. I mean, I try to have manners, but I'm still a dude. So if a hot girl walks by, I'm like, fuck, I didn't get a clear shot. Fuck, that shit was like a 56K shot. All right, undress the 50s. Oh, fuck, there's pixels everywhere, man. That shit sucks. Nah, fuck it.
Really?
Every dude, you can't help it. That's just every dude. It's even the most chivalrous motherfucker. Right? You can't help it. You're a dude. You're attracted to hot things. It's like looking at a hot car or a beautiful house.
I mean, girls are like that too.
Exactly. So
I mean, we're not undressing them, but it's definitely like we want to gawk.
Yeah, exactly. We want to gawk as hard as we can.
Beautiful things, even beautiful women.
Yeah, we want to do it as hard as we can, but there's just manners and there's a time and place. So you try not to.
Yeah. Going back to how girls already, because there's so much fucking stimulus happening with, you know, the opposite fucking gender, or just, I guess, mainly from guys that we're so used to already, before it even happens, we're like, oh God, we can already kind of predict what's about to happen. So like, yeah, I just wish guys would just know to just be themselves and just fucking roll the dice and just go up to a girl and be yourself and just be like, hey, you know what? I saw you. I think you're very attractive. I would like to get to know you. But the funny thing is, I say that, right?
Doesn't work.
I don't know if I would want it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's the tough part. I think the tough part is like, so I think out of both guys and girls, right?
Yeah.
You have very straightforward guys and girls. You have on the opposite side of the spectrum, you have very insecure guys and girls that care a lot about other people and how it's supposed to be done. So they like to fuck around. They play all kinds of games. Then there's guys and girls in the middle, right? And I like to tell the story to paint this point because I think this is what really helped me get to know you and how we got together. So I met this girl at UCLA. We started talking and we went on a couple dates and I really wanted to like have a really good time with her. So at that time, we weren't together. So I asked you because I felt like you were a girl that I really respected. So I was like, so there's this girl that I'm trying to really like, you know, have a really good time with. I want to plan out like a evening outing and see if you like it. And so I pitched it to you. I'm like, so what I want to do is at this time, we're really into house music. I'm like, you know,
Deep house.
I'm going to burn some Cascade. I really like Cascade.
On a CD.
Yeah. There's another guy named Miguel. Isn't that Miguel?
Miguel Miggs.
I burn him on a CD. And these are the type of jams where it just feels so good. Like you wish you had a convertible. I'm going to roll the windows down. We'll drive on PCH because UCLA is really close to the beach. We'll drive up and down, maybe lay out a towel next to a lifeguard tower and just chill and watch like the sunset and hang out, have a good time. I was explaining that to you and you're like, oh, that is so dope, man. That would be such a really cool thing. And that's because we're very similar, right? So when I picked her up, we went on the thing on the drive and I'm like enjoying the music and the whole vibe. And I could just tell her like, I can almost see it in her face. Like not this, like she's not this airheaded, but to paint the picture, she was like, are we going to fucking drink a bet? Like that was like kind of like the, like, it's almost like, are we going to do a normal fucking college thing where we fucking do like that shit? Or what the fuck is this? That's how it felt like, you know? So I'm like, fucking bitch, Gio, she fucking set me the fuck up.
You're blaming me?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my mind. And then I'm like, I know what it is. Here it is. Let's roll down the windows. That's the key. I roll down the windows and the fucking hair is all flying all up in her face. And I think if it was you or anyone else that was going to enjoy the experience with the hair flying, it would be like, yay, like this is so fucking cool. Just like in the movies where like, you know, the people are putting their hands through the top of the moonroof and just letting the hair blow. But for her, I just see it all up in her face. And she's like, it's getting cold.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So it definitely didn't turn out. The whole time it was almost like everything that I did was not the reaction that I thought I was going to receive. And I was just like, fucking bitch, Gio, fucking set me up. But I just realized that I think my approach, or at least what I think the maturity of my approach, I just don't think she was at that level yet because she was still at the level of playing games. And I think because she's still at the level of playing games, she was expecting me to play some games. And when she realized I wasn't playing any games, I think she was actually not secure enough to pull her guard down and just go, well, fuck, let me be vulnerable. You know, like the whole time, like she was still like, this is, I got to uphold this and I got to look at this like it's weird. Even though I had a feeling deep down inside that she would like it because she actually really likes music.
Yeah. So let me go back to my point though, real quick, about me saying like, hey, just go up to a girl, roll the dice, see what happens, and then going, I don't know if it'd work on me. The reason why I say I don't think it would work on me is unfortunately insecure dudes do that shit and it comes off really scummy. You know, it just comes off kind of like I don't know, like predatory a little bit. Like you've been doing it. Like you probably did it. I'm probably like the 10th girl that night that you probably did it to. So I think I would be able to tell if someone was genuinely coming at me like that, you know, and then saying it like, hey, you know what? I don't normally do this. I don't know if I would buy that either.
I think you would.
The more I'm saying it, I think I would have to feel it from the person that it's really genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think like if you're an insecure like dude that's just trying to hook up, we can tell.
One thing I realized too, and this is just dealing with people in general as I got older, the state of being that the person is in is gonna dictate the outcome that you want, that you're approaching with. Which is why, you know, like in any, almost in every show, all girls, even all guys are always like, why can't there just be a guy that just walks up and it's just straightforward and just talks to me? Of course I'm gonna say yes, I'll go on a date with you. That's what you hear on every single fucking show, right? The same fucking bitch, when you catch her at the club or at the bar, she's not in that state. She's not in her level-headed complete. She's in this state of like, oh my god, 10,000 dudes have already fucking stared at me, 20 guys want to buy me a drink, a guy kind of grabbed my ass when I looked over, he just ran away. Fuck. So of course now that's the state she's in, right? She's fucking like this. A guy goes up to a guy, even in her mind, oh my god, that's the girl on the show that told me exactly what to do. I'm gonna do exactly what she says. So you go up to her. Hi, excuse me. I think you're very beautiful and I would like to buy you a drink and get to know you. Get away from me, you fucking creep. Like, of course, because it's the state that they're in. And I think that's the part that I feel like people need to focus on a little bit more, because the state that people are in, that's how,
like, you, the emotional state or mental state?
Both.
Okay.
Just that state of being for that split second or that period of time. It's almost like someone that just fucking fell off a motorcycle and you ask him, hey, can you fill out the survey? Get the fuck away from him. I'm fucking bleeding everywhere. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to see the state that you're in and be able to approach that state appropriately. And then also the other thing is, I think when guys come up and go, hey, I'll buy you a drink. You can also already tell, oh, so you care about what your wants more than mine. And I think that's the insincerity part where you talk about, where, like, even if someone tries to play like the nervous card or try to play like, or downplay, oh my God, you're so beautiful, you caught my attention. And then you're like, oh, cool, where did you see me at? And then you could just tell that they're so thirsty and still caught up. You're like, oh, okay, this guy's just a scumbag. Just
yeah.
Trying to use the nervousness or use this.
Yeah.
Trying to
get, it's like, an he, act.
Like, he's not even listening to me. So that state part, to me, is the most important, because I think anything can work and start a conversation, but you got to recognize the state, which is why I think, like, you know, in the movies when they show like the girl that's already jaded and used to it, the pickup artist, like, recognize the state that she's in and plays to that state. And then so he comes in way different than what everyone else is doing, kind of suave, a little bit hard to get. And then
that would work on me.
And I think that's why the girl's like,
I'm just kidding.
Who's that? You know?
Yeah, because he's playing a different game.
Yeah. Like, you know, like when you're working at that textbook store, you're in textbook mode, right? You're cashier. You're selling.
I worked at a college bookstore.
College bookstore. Like, you're in college, you're cashier mode. If someone comes up to you, it's like, you're like, what the fuck? Are you gonna buy a goddamn book or not, right?
Yeah.
Or even if a guy's like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Ew, I'm like, he definitely busted.
Yeah, because you're also gross. Like, because you're probably also like, I'm in my work clothes and you already can't act like that around me, you know? So I think so understanding the state, that if you're in a state of work and I want to change the state of work into a state of friendship, I have to first come up with the work thing. Oh, can I just see that book? You know, like, get on the same page that you're at.
Mm.
And you go, okay, cool, let me see that book. Cool. And then you're just looking, ask questions about the store, about the drinks, whatever the store has to offer. In the midst of that conversation, that's when you start.
Fact that you're asking so many questions, I'd be like, oh God. Anyway.
Well, you have to read it, right?
Yeah.
So if there's, oh God, I got to get the fuck out of here, right? She's a bitch. But if not, if you're just like, let's say you work at the Apple store, you're never going to go, why the fuck is this person asking so many questions? So So you actually care about your job, unlike the way you were. So you talk to you.
And that was a great employee.
You are a great employee. And then so
how do you know?
I saw you.
Fine.
And then so, you would go and talk about the work. And in the midst of the work, that's when you start messing around to show a little bit of your personality. And then this person, and then breaks this person up a little bit. And once both people are slightly broken, then you can enter more into a more friendship talk and talk about other things. I'm like, oh yeah, you have this nephew that he really likes geometry or whatever like that is a smooth segue into something else. It sounds really cerebral, but this is the way of talking.
Well,
it's
a connection.
Yeah.
Like, you're making a connection. It's like, I think approaching it as if like, man, I want this person to be my friend. I mean, I want to fuck them though.
Yeah. But it starts with the connection, being a friend. I mean, that's even how I strike up conversations with people sitting next to me, like on a flight, you know?
You talk to people on the flight?
All the time.
Shut up.
Yeah, all the time.
I could never.
Or even like on the, I meet people all the time and I talk to them. We just talk.
What? I thought you were introverted.
I'm very introverted.
How do you do that?
Well, one-on-ones, remember?
Oh, you like the one-on-ones.
So that's like when it comes to one-on-ones, when it's like a meaningful relationship. Or meaningful conversation, I'm like, cool, I could gain a lot from this.
That's amazing. No, I'm like, bloop, bloop, I don't hear you.
Bikini. So yeah, I think that to me is what people really need to focus on, is the state of the person you're trying to talk to. Are you approaching that state? Like, obviously, if there's a girl that you think is hot as fuck, but she's like a black belt jiu-jitsu instructor, everyone get on the floor. Like, that's not gonna work either, you know? Like, you always gotta approach.
What are you doing later?
Yeah, or like a hot police officer, you know, like, or.
Guilty.
Yeah, like everything, approach the state and then let your personality slowly shine through. And I mean, I'm even like that with just guys in general or just in meeting.
You go, What brings you around the shooting range?
I'm even like that just with like guys in general, where, or anyone in general, where, you know, when I first meet people at like networking or whatever, you know how I like to go inappropriate? So I always go inappropriate a little bit just to see where they are so I could break the ice and connect as people. When they laugh, I'm like, okay, cool, I know who you are. When I don't laugh, I'm like, oh, this guy's really stiff. Then I just play at their game. I just go, cool, like this person wants to keep this relationship professional. I keep it professional, you know? And the same thing with the chick, where like a lot of the guys, I think they're so dumb, and myself included, I was like this, where you're like, well, how do you know if a girl doesn't like you or not if you don't ask her directly? Well, because you could read from the information, right?
Yeah, but guys can't.
But now I'm teaching you guys. So if you guys are learning, this is golden. Like, let's say you meet a hot chick like Gio working at a store.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and then we start with the work conversation.
Let's go.
Hi, I heard that your calculus books are for sale. Is that true?
Yeah, we have new and used.
What's the difference?
One's completely new and hasn't had an owner.
Hey, that's good. I think it made you laugh. That's pretty good.
And the other one is used. I'd be like, I'm already thinking like, this guy's a fucking dumbass. And the other one is used. That
dumbass
means people
bought a calculus book?
Well, I mean, he just doesn't have social skills. Wait, this is hard one. These are internal thoughts. And then I'd be like, oh, and the used one just means that there was a previous owner.
Oh, okay, then my internal thoughts, I'm like, he's fucking dumbass. The difference obviously is not the definition of new and used, but the price difference.
Oh, that's what you would say?
In my brain, I'm gonna be like, that's what I'm asking for.
Hey, you caught me off guard.
What's the difference? I'm like, because I'm looking at, okay, new and used. Oh, what's the difference?
Oh, so now and the books are in front of you?
This one's $50. This one's $35.
Okay, well, yeah, one's going to be cheaper than the other. How do you segue?
No. So I'm like, how much? What's the price difference between them?
Before I get to that.
Oh shit, Dad! This, you also shout out sponsors, dude.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna shout out our next sponsor.
I'm really excited about our next sponsor, Ancestry Health, because we just took the test and I can't wait for the results to come back.
Yes.
And why I think this is important, because as a parent, like worrying is your job description, right? Like you have to worry about your kids and your health and all of that. And what are the right things to even worry about? And what I love about Ancestry Health is it can help you cross a few things off your list when it comes to your family's inherited health risks.
Yes.
So some of the things, like me finding out about my eczema, I found out that my parents already had it and it's not something that just developed. So there's so many things that can be prevented.
Or prepared for,
and it wouldn't have to come as a shock. Mm-hmm. And it'd be awesome to know that. So with Ancestry Health, you can better manage your family's health risks. And with their most advanced genetic testing technology, their next generation sequencing, Ancestry Health is now better at determining if you're at lower risk for some commonly inherited conditions linked to breast cancer, which unfortunately a lot of people get, colon cancer, heart cancer, and wouldn't it be nice to not worry about it? So your inherited health risks don't have to stay unknown. Take the test and they'll come back. And I'm still really excited. I'm waiting for them. And you can learn if you're at lower or higher risk with some of the most commonly inherited conditions. Ancestry Health lets you understand what health risks could be passed down from one generation to the next. So find out what your DNA says about your genetic risk with Ancestry Health. Head to my URL at ancestry.com/bail. That's BEAW to get your Ancestry Health kit today. That's ancestry.com/bail. BEAW to find out what your DNA says about your genetic risk with Ancestry Health.
Okay, we're back. Yeah. So what were we saying? So what's the difference? Oh,
what's the price difference?
The price difference is going to range anywhere from like $15 to $40.
$40?
Yeah. Depending on the condition of the book. Sometimes it could be really messed up.
That's expensive. What if when the store closes, I meet you in the back?
That's fucking weird, bro. $20. No, I'm good.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Let's buy that. Let's take the used one.
You're funny. Okay.
You're funny. Yeah.
But that's already weird. I'd be like,
that's
you're weird.
That's honestly what I would do. I would like, because for me, I like to fuck around, right?
Yeah. I would like it though.
See, you'd like it. That's already together.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not flirting with, at least I didn't see it as flirting. I'm like, you're just really immature.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. And then once we fuck around and we could transition that.
So how do you transition though?
I already did. So once I put those thoughts in your mind where it's unprofessional thoughts, which like, this guy's weird.
Yeah.
We're already in another zone.
Well, where do you take it from there?
Where do we leave off?
I would meet you in the back and I'm like, oh, you're funny. I'm not going to meet you in the back.
That's it. I'd cut it right there. I cut it. I left on a good note. I walk away tomorrow or 3 days
that's
later.
That's really good. Yeah, but you're playing games now. Tomorrow, three days later.
I'm not playing games because we, at this state, I didn't get a basketball in my hands and I'm fucking tossing it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like.
But that's the same way as someone going like, I'm going to wait 3 days to reply.
It's not, because those are straight up lies. When someone goes, hey, are you free tomorrow? They already know. Let me fucking talk.
No. So then for you, it's when your tongue moves funny. Yeah. So for you, it's when someone's basically straight up lying.
Yeah, those are the games that I'm talking about.
I see.
Like,
okay.
When someone messages you and you go like this, that's straight up lying.
Okay,
like,
I got you.
What are you up to right now? Looking at the phone and putting it back down.
That's, I got you.
You know what I mean?
But that's for you, you're just checking, you're scoping out the scene. You're like, I don't even know if I like this chick. I know she's attractive. That's about it. Let me play with her. Okay, she's got a sense of humor. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, just leave it like that. Next time I might see you on campus now.
Okay, you see me on campus.
I wave and I smile. And then because I made you laugh, you're going to wave and smile.
I mean, I will.
Not as a representative of that store, but now as yourself.
As a homie, yeah.
Yeah, and then so that's.
Like, hey, weirdo, what's up?
That's already, you know. And then if you say something like that, weirdo, what's up? I'll actually probably come to you. What class are you going to?
I'll be like, fuck. He's really? Walking my way.
If I sense that, I'm taking off. Oh. But if not, then I'll walk with you and I'll probably try to make you laugh more. And now we have actual conversations. Oh, fine. Cool. Why are you taking this class? That yada, yada. And then boom, we're actually in a personal conversation now.
Damn, that's true.
Yeah.
What if I don't say, I'm just like, I just wave back. That's it.
I just walk away. And I'll probably try to, because we've established that certain scenario, I'd probably, if I'm prepared, then I would probably bust a lot of inside jokes. So maybe I have like a $20 bill like this. You know, just make you laugh one more time.
It's pretty good.
So you're just like, oh, okay, like this. Cuny. So
I like it. Can you just pretend flirt with me?
Yeah, well.
This is cute.
Be cuny. So I just do like little inside jokes that only you and me know, right? And now we start building this trust.
And I like that because obviously I like, and I know a lot of girls like this. 90% of the females I know, okay, 99% of the females I know, they like a sense of humor because it shows you're smart, you're creative, you can think on your feet, and you're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows so, it like showcases so much just making these like little jokes. Yeah, and I liked it.
Yeah, and then just, and try to play and be authentic and have a good time, you know? And then yeah. I think that's the main thing.
I've even had guys miss the mark completely. So they've gone through that, right? Like, you know, the phase of like, let me just break the ice, not be weird. So they've gotten past that point.
Yeah.
But then when it comes now to connecting as people, all they do is talk about themselves.
Because
I think for them, they're nervous.
Yeah, they got to put the resume out.
And they're just like, I want you to know that I'm a good person because I'm a really good person, you know? And I can tell that they're a good person and I know that they're not being self-centered and stuff. But it's a turnoff because it's just like, whoa, relax. Like, just chill the fuck out, you know? Because it's like, well, I want to do this and my parents did this, and, you know? And like, my parents were this, but I'm like, fuck them. And then I'm like, nah, yeah, I'm going to do my own shit. And now I'm here, you know? But yeah, like, I got partners. I'm really trying to do that. And you're just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That's one thing I learned about people a lot is actually through script writing. And in script writing, you always want to show, don't tell. So obviously, you don't want the character to come out and go, I'm honorable. That's bad writing, right? If you have a guy that like he sees his son about to fall off a cliff and he saves his son by sacrificing his life.
You already know it.
He's honorable. So same thing, I think, in terms of just being with people, by you doing and showing, it's going to be way more powerful than you saying. So like when people, they can't stop talking about themselves, that's where they dig themselves a hole because they're just, I guess what they call virtue signaling these days. Mm-hmm. You're just constantly just putting out things that you would have done versus just being. Like if someone has a lot of morals, someone has a lot of manners and they're polite, you can, in a dinner, just from the way they talk to waiters and order bread or like, oh, let me get, like when they see their glasses half full, both of us want water. Like you can sense those things.
Yeah. And I think there's just so much virtue signaling, so much fakeness in the world that at least I've experienced that when someone is just brutally honest, even if they're like, I'm a fucking loser and this is why I suck, the fact that they're able to be that honest is attractive to me.
Also, going back to what I was saying earlier, I think that depends on state. So I think when you're in this state, if you're in a brutally honest state, someone's brutally honest, you can make a connection because you're in a state that's not judgy. But that club girl that got hit on 20,000 times, if someone's brutally honest, I don't know if it's going to turn out that well in her state.
Right. Well, I mean, like every time I'm having these conversations, it's in a setting that you can have a conversation.
Yeah.
So it's in a setting where there isn't loud music. There isn't a fuck ton of people. It's just a place where maybe it could be a park, or it could be, I don't know, walking from a class to a class, or, you know, at a coffee shop. So these are, I'm already painting scenarios of places where a conversation can actually happen.
Yeah.
Because I hate being picked up
the
on.
The problem is, though, with chicks, because I think you guys deal with so much, the minute you see a guy approach you from 50 feet, 40 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet, your walls start coming up. You know, so your state changes. Like, let's say,
unless he's fine as fuck.
Exactly.
Then your fucking wall goes up. Yeah. And then your legs start open up. And you're like, oh shit. Yeah. What's up?
So, like, back in the day, your bulldog, Dalmatian Patches, like, let's say you take her to the park, right? You're just in your own world. You see this park. Oh, God.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
You see this park. It's fucking a mile that way, a mile this way, a mile this way. You're like, cool. We have so much space. You're just playing. And then you just see out of the corner of your eye, there's this dude that's approaching. And you're like, motherfucker, this park is a mile wide. Why do you even have to be in my area, right? So because of that, even if they just watch the show and they're like, she says she could be brutally honest all the time and just let it all hang out. You can't. Because once by the time that guy gets to talking distance, you're in a different state than where you are.
That's true.
So he has to read that state and approach you.
That's true. He has to pretend like he threw the frisbee and it just so happened to land in our area.
Even though you saw that shit fucking a mile. You saw him pull the frisbee out of the trunk.
Yeah, he's by himself.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah, but shit like that. You're right.
You saw him literally hold up the baseball bat and then the frisbee, looked at it and go, the frisbee's going to be a better pickup tool. Put the baseball bat away, close it, and then walk towards you.
Thank God. A guy by himself walking towards me with a baseball bat. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get trafficked.
Yeah, girls.
You sound
girls,
like.
Girls
you,
read a lot.
You sound like you've done this a little bit.
So to me, that's what I'm saying. Like nowadays, total different story. So if we got divorced, it's way different, right?
But how do you pick up on me now? We got divorced.
Every day.
Well, wait, we got divorced and you're not with me anymore. And I'm not me anymore.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, again? I'm like, God damn it. This life fucking sucks.
Hey.
Ow.
Yeah, what do you do
imagine,
now?
Imagine it's like you know, like Counter-Strike, right? Or like Call of Duty. When you die, you respawn in the same place. So imagine.
As soon as you sign the divorce papers.
Yeah, and imagine you're playing like a marriage game.
Yeah.
When you die, you land right back where the divorce left off.
You're like fucking horrible Groundhog Day.
This game fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Because you would think you would land in like some hot chick's like apartment. She's about to serve you some, I don't know, cheese and crackers or something.
Yeah, right. Okay, so now.
Yeah, right. What do you mean?
Okay, so now I am at a restaurant eating by myself. I choose to sit outdoor patio. I'm facing the street because I just want to people watch. Yeah. And you see me. What do you do? You're walking on the street.
This is my first time.
Yes.
Ever seen you?
Yeah.
How many times have I came to this restaurant?
This is your first time, my first time.
Okay. And have you ate anything yet?
I'm waiting on my food.
Oh, okay. And I saw that happen. I saw you put in an order.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So if I saw all that.
Where are you? So you're on the street at this point.
Yeah. Then I'm going to ask and get like a table. Okay. Outdoor seating too. It doesn't have to be next to you, but outdoor seating too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I'll get
okay.
Outdoor seating too. And then if I saw all that and I had enough time to register all that, then to me, I'm like, okay, cool. She's going to be here for at least another 20 minutes. So you always want to take a little bit of time to gather things. And then so you approach her at the correct state, right?
And as soon as you sit down, I've already seen you.
Exactly. So as soon as you sit down, I'll probably even sit with my back facing you
on purpose. Yeah. On okay. Purpose. I see what you're doing.
I would sit my back facing towards you. So I'm a non-threat.
As soon as I see that. Yeah. You're already gone from my mind.
Yeah. Cause you know, this guy's
I'm safe.
I'm not gonna be fucking turning around, fucking gawking and doing any of that bullshit.
And I'm going to assume that you're going to wait, that someone's going to join you.
Yeah.
So I would already erase you from my mind.
Or you might see me start putting on my spoon.
Reflection.
Yeah. This guy's fucking weird. No, and then I'll probably sit there. And then when my waiter comes, I'll probably send something to your table.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'd probably like, oh, can you buy her whatever she's drinking, make it two.
Do you say it's for me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then I'll pass a message. I'm like, hey, I don't want to intrude on her, but she's very beautiful. And I would like her to know that if she doesn't have company, I'd love to join her. If not, cool. Right. So,
oh my God, what do I do? You're making me like blush a little bit.
Why?
I've never had that happen. Really? We've been together for so long.
Well, we could play these scenarios.
That is so cool. I'm down. What would I do?
I'm gonna be like, hey, see that girl back there? She's my wife. can you send her a plate of pickles?
A pickles. Then, I love pickles.
And then the server's like, your husband is sitting there by himself sending these fucking pickles.
Can I have olives?
Well, I was thinking of the little pickles. I'm not thinking of like straight up like Slauson's.
Neither was I.
Oh, okay, cool. pickles and olives and like.
Yeah, that's why I said olives.
Like cheese and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. And then if I get a good response and then you welcome
me. Dude, what would I do?
If you welcome me into your presence, then I would go. If you don't, then I'm cool.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, if you don't.
Because I don't trust strangers.
Then that's fine. Then that's it.
I would probably say thank you so much. And then I would probably not even try to go to your table, but from afar, I'd be like, thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And then I would walk away.
Then I'll tell the server to get the pickles back, send it to the other chick over there. Okay, cool. Get that back. Sit over there.
She didn't eat the pickles. Can you just give it to the other chick?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens? That's it. Missed opportunity?
Missed opportunity. That's it. Oh. Yeah, you can't be too, like.
I like that.
The way that I see it.
And that already for me is a little bit thirst.
What?
Sending some shit to my table.
Oh, is it?
That's
oh,
kind of thirst.
I see. For me, I'm just like, it's like buying you a drink.
It's,
you know,
mature.
Yeah. So for me, I think if you're going to go fishing, half of it's you, half of it's the fish, right? And by the time you jump out of the boat and try to grab fish with the bare hands, like, you're forcing it. You know, it's like you're too thirsty. You're forcing it. So fish doesn't bite. That's cool. And then I think that's part of the confidence that comes with going through a lot of uncomfortable, awkward phases.
Yeah.
Knowing who you are. And then, you know, that's it. I think people, when they first start getting into a relationship, the tough part is everyone wants to meet their soulmate and get married the next day.
Yeah,
That's that energy that like fucks a lot of shit up.
Fucking Disney. Fuck you, Disney. I like, there's this like TikTok song going on around and it talks about how Disney fucked it all up because we want our happily ever after, because that's what we've been conditioned to think. And that's just not how it is. It's not like you find the love of your life right away and then you get married and then you live happily ever after. Like, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you find someone at that time, they don't work, you guys outgrow each other, and then you try again. And then even when you find the love of your life, you think it's your love of your life, at least for that decade. And then it's like, you got to work at it constantly, and it's nonstop motherfucking work.
That's exactly what it is.
It's nonstop, dude. Like, we've been together for 12 years.
And I've known you. I'm still sending you pickles.
And I've known you for 15, like, total, combined. And I still find out so many new things about you. And we still argue. We still have our differences. We still get on each other's goddamn nerves.
Still argue about the same shit.
We still argue about the same motherfucker, but it's less now.
Yeah.
But we still argue about the same shit. Like, it's fucking hard work.
Yeah.
But you know what's not hard work?
This other sponsor.
You know it.
Thank you to Fight Camp, our next sponsor. Have you ever wanted to learn how to box?
Yes.
If you have, and you're intimidated by gyms.
I am.
Or even if the gyms aren't even open, guess what? You can learn from the comfort of your own home, and it comes with everything. It comes with the most high quality bag I've ever seen. Comes with boxing gloves.
The stand, so you're not like having to drill holes into your ceiling for a bag.
Yeah, and it comes with adult bags, and this is the cute part. It comes with little kid gloves too.
Yes.
So it can be a fun event that everyone does together. Everyone, the whole family, gets a really good workout together. And you download the app on your phone, and there are tons and tons of different workout programs. There's over 400 different workouts for all fitness levels and skills. And right now, Fight Camp is offering flexible financing for as low as 0% APR. And right now, as a limited time offer, you can try Fight Camp for 30 days with their money back guarantee. So get a free 1 month workout. Just go to fightcamp.com/bail. That's BEAW. Try it for 30 days. If you don't love it, refund your money. You could train like a fighter and turn your sweat into results. My own personal boxing coach is part of this group. So I love all the training that I get, and he helped design a lot of the programs. So you can learn some of the programs that I've been going through. Make sure you go to joinfightcamp.com/bail, BEAW, and get your box on now.
And we're back. I think this is great advice because I could only give it from a female perspective. And even then, it's half.
Yeah.
It's like short because I'm like, yeah, just like go up to her, you know, and just talk to her. But then I'm like, but I don't even know if I'd like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think the state is so important, because you never know where they're at. And I think like, so I don't like the term like pickup artists or like because we had friends that do that, but they do it for videos just to fuck around. But I know there's actually,
it's more of like a social experiment.
Yeah, but there's real like pickup artist stuff, and they make it like a craft. I think that's kind of sleazy, where you're like, this is the artist wooing
women. I'm surprised if it would work on me. Like, I kind of want to be hit on by a pickup artist and see if I would fall for it.
You also are so good at mafia that I don't know, but it's possible. I mean, that's what they're known for, right? Like that's what they make the movie out of, where the pickup artist, the one girl they couldn't pick up, they actually fall in love with. Because none of the tricks work.
Oh, then I shouldn't do it, because they're going to fall in love with me and I'm already married.
Fine. Yeah. So it's like, it probably does work, because it just plays on human psychology.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. But I don't think you're going to meet. If your goal is to meet someone that you want to marry.
Yeah. You don't approach it like that.
You don't approach it. That's already a ingenuine way of approaching it.
It is.
You know? If your goal is to sleep with as many chicks as possible,
you got it.
That might be the best way, because this is like a streamlined MMA version of...
And somehow you convince them that they want it just as bad as you do, and they should be okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, that's the difference, right? If you want to be quick at street fighting and you want to street fight good, here's this MMA school that's going to teach you that. But if you want to be a lifelong martial artist where you have... stuff you could pass on to generations, and you're going to study under the same exact sensei, and you're going to take your time and take 10 years to get that black belt, that's that road. But don't expect to go to the Street Fighter like MMA style gym where everyone's fucking broing out, and then to get that, you know?
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Yeah, you're not going to. So that's I think that's like,
because it's all, yeah, like you said, it's all under false pretenses.
Yeah, and you got to manage your expectations in that way. So for me, what I'm saying is, I don't even think I'm giving like pickup.
Like it's not
hints. It's just understanding and reading people. Like even and what I'm talking to works with same sex, opposite sex, everything.
And it also works with non-relationships.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like even like, you know, when I walk by, when you can see my face, then I'm like in a state of urgency and I'm walking somewhere. When those people are like, dude, you got to save the planet. Can I have you sign this?
Like, shut.
I'm like, read my state. If I was eating an ice cream going, this part of Pasadena is really nice.
You're probably open to a conversation.
I'm probably open to that. Read my state. Approach me to my state. I also love the people that I'm state of urgency.
They get out of your way.
They get out of my way. Or they go, hey, sir, I could tell you're completely in a rush. What I'm about to say is really important. I'm going to walk with you.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool too. He read my state, approached me in the right way. And now we're walking. Cool. Tell me about your thing. And I'm like walking, you know?
Yeah.
And then he might even help me like, hey, let me know where you need to go. Maybe I can give you a faster way. So by him now doing what I want to do, I'm more inclined to do what he wants me to do, which is sign the paper to save the world or ocean or whatever.
Yeah. You know? I remember doing that shit a lot with my parents. I wanted to go out and I'm like, all right, I got to ask them for permission. And I'm like, ah, fuck. No, right now is not the time, because I read the room and I read their state and I'm like, they're going to say no. I got to wait till they're really happy or they've been like drinking or something. And I'm like, that's when I strike. Same thing.
It's so cute when you see kids do it, because like an 8-year-old would be like, hey, mommy, you know I vacuumed today, right? And the mom's like, yeah. You know I also washed the dishes, right? I'm like, yeah. And then the parents get already like, oh, okay, what does he want?
What do you want?
Obviously, he's stating all these things because he wants me put in a good feeling, and then he's going to ask me something. So what do you want?
It's cute that you think only kids do that, because I have a friend who's really, really popular and well-connected, and he's the type of person that sleazy people will go up to just to use him. So when I first started to get to know him and stuff, I would just like, if I think about you, I just want to know that you're doing cool, and I'll text you, I'll hit you up. I'll make it be known that I'm thinking about you and your well-being, and I leave it at that.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, so-and-so, like, you know, just thinking about you, want to make sure you're cool. And then he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, damn, that sucks. I'm like, I ain't even that person. I really genuinely care about you, and that's it. And he goes, damn, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just used to, you know. So it's not just little kids that do shit like that, like full blown adults. Just they try to act like they're your friends, and then it's just because they want something out of you.
Yeah, there's a lot of sleazeballs.
Which is the exact same thing that happens with you know, people picking up on people.
Yeah, and I think I understand that girls have the most extreme peripheral vision now, because when we first started getting bigger, we would get approached by, you know, a lot of fans or people that recognize us and want to take pictures and stuff like that, or just want to come and talk to me. So, when I started was in the beginning, like me and Joe, because we grew up in the hood. When people would look at us at the restaurant, when we first started picking that up, we're like, oh shit, you see a motherfucker looking at us? You think we want to start some shit? And we'd be ready to like throw down. when people come like come closer, I'm like, oh shit, all right, I'm gonna throw the first punch. And they're like, hey, just want to let you know, I love your videos. I'm like, oh shit, oh crazy. You know, and then so now I understand the feeling of people coming and you can read it. Like you could already read that nervous person that walked from the napkins over there to the bathroom at the bathroom corner is still staring at you, is going, should I buy a drink?
Yeah, you ain't slick.
How do I walk by Bart and then all of a sudden we go, see, oh, Bart, you're there?
We could see the thought process. Here?
I could see the whole thing happening. And that's when made me go, damn, that's what chicks go through. You know, and I just barely went through this for maybe the last 10, 12 years as we're getting more well-known. But I'm like, damn, chicks been going through this probably since like, I don't know, 5, yeah. 6, 7.
Y'all ain't slick. We see the whole thought process.
Yeah. And so I think that's why being on the other side, it's a little bit easier for me now to kind of share some of my insight, because even with people that approach me that want pictures or people that want me to sign something, I know what is the best way for people to approach me to get what they want. And I think, you know, girls are no different, or guys, if you're a girl that wants to pick up on guys, I think just in general, like approaching people from like a cold call in person, it's just in generally it's the same. You got to just know where they're at. So that way you can approach them in the right way. So they know that you consider them in your approach. And it's not just all about you. Oh, I want to take them on a date. I want to take them on a date.
That's some really good advice. I couldn't agree more. And I hate agreeing with you.
Why do you hate agreeing with me?
I hate it.
Why?
Any closing thoughts?
If you really want to play out that scenario, I think it would be really cuny.
It would be cuny. But then I'm going to miss you and I'm going to want to sit next to you. And I'm going to be like, this is fucking weird.
Well,
like,
then I'll send you a plate of pickles and come sit next to me then.
Fine. We'll get two different tables once everything opens up in California, because fucking A.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go to the OC. Everything's open over there. But anyway, yeah, we'll get two separate tables and then you play out that scenario. Like, hey, can you send that girl, like, send me like the fucking weirdest dish too. So they could be like,
plate of stinky tofu?
Something like that. And I'm going to be like, ew, who sent that to me? And then he'd be like, oh, that guy over there. I'd be like, oh, can you tell him to sit next to me?
Oh, you bikini. Yeah. You tell my husband to sit next to me, he's being fucking weird as fuck.
I told him to sit next to me, but this motherfucker wants to play the scenario out. Just fine. Kidding. I think that'd be really cute. You better do it.
I will.
Fine. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for staying tuned with us. And also thank you to our sponsors. And thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Make sure that right now you check them out, because there's a special offer going that you guys are going to get 10% off your first month. So the first 30 days is 10% off for you at betterhelp.com/bail, BEAW. And thank you to Ancestry. Make sure to find out what your DNA says about genetic risks with Ancestry Health. So head to ancestry.com/bail to get your Ancestry Health kit today. That's ancestry.com/bail, BEAW. And thank you to Fight Camp. Just remember that right now, for a limited time offer, you can try Fight Camp for 30 days with their money back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/bail, BEAW. That's joinfightcamp.com/bail, BEAW.
Last but not least, don't forget to check out barbellbrigade.com. It's your center for all of your fitness needs, from full line of supplements to tees, hoodies, lifting equipment, you name it. Go to barbellbrigade.com and check that out. Thank you.
Thanks.